It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They got a special deal for you for the blue-white game. RVs available for that, starting at $350 for a group of four for a three-day weekend, Friday through Sunday. And if you remember the blue-white game, free to get in, free parking, free shuttle back and forth, so not a lot of expenses involved. They've kind of opened that deal up for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. You can check that out at GoPSURV.com. We're still talking, you know, we talked about Joseph Darquois, the defensive tackle from Germany, briefly in the previous segment. If you didn't hear that, you can check that out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. He's Greg Pickle, by the way. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Still talking defensive line and Darquois' impact there for sure, for starters, but also this push, Greg. You looked at what they had lined up when kids signed in December, signings that we knew about at the time, let's put it that way. And you knew that there was some quite a bit of work to do to push to the finish line in the 19 class, especially these positions. They might not be done yet, but let's just say for a second they are done yet. Where does this couple weeks stretch? How important has this been when it comes to rounding out the 19 class at a position of need?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think the biggest thing for Penn State fans to keep in mind moving forward is that sometimes the way the recruiting world works now, a lot of the dates that you used to start worrying about, you don't need to anymore. So Penn State signs, you know, 18 guys. Actually, it turned out to be, 19, I guess, on National Signing Day, the early one in December. But Devon Ellis was committed to Penn State, and he, you know, signed with Penn State, but didn't tell anyone that he signed with Penn State until the middle of January. So, you know, we spent 3 weeks talking about how much of a need Penn State had at defensive tackle, and sure enough, they knew that they already had that sewed up. So, you know, the Darko recruitment, obviously he wasn't signed ahead of time, but Penn State has sort of always been in a really good place for him, and they were able to seal the deal, you know, coming down the stretch here and get a commitment from him. If I'm not mistaken, it's the first European commitment James Franklin has picked up.
Yeah. I was trying to think about when was the last time they had a player like this, and the only name that came to mind, I could be wrong, was Jack Crawford way back in 2006, 2007, yeah, something like that. And that, I mean, he's still in the NFL right now. So
right,
that gives you, I think that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is as well. Yeah, I mean, they obviously have had some players from Canada and some guys who maybe were born outside of the United States but have lived here most of their life. But yeah, the only other guy I could think of from the James Franklin era was Daniel Pasquarello, the punter from Australia, who somehow ended up at Penn State.
Punters and kickers don't count.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, in any walk of life, but especially in this conversation.
In this conversation, yeah, fair enough. So at any rate, you know, Penn State is happy to get him in the boat, and they have a really nice defensive line class now. There's no question about that.
Well, and looking at Darquois for starters, you from December to now, it's interesting the types of kids who are left and the type of demand that's on them now when there's that now suddenly, whatever it is, 6 week race to fill out classes. You got guys who maybe normally wouldn't get attention from so many high end schools who are getting that attention. I don't think Darquois is in that category. I think there's a legitimate, moldable player here, and 6'5", 270 pounds. Penn State beat out some good teams for him and made a pitch that he and his family liked. And he is an interesting player because he looks the part absolutely. Like if he, you know, you get him and you can take it to the bank by now. Like I think this is maybe the classic take Dwight Gault for granted, but you can take it to the bank that if a kid comes in and does the right things, mm-hmm, that he's going to be molded and torn down and rebuilt in a way that makes him the most effective possible version of himself. So you forecast a kid who comes in a legitimate 6'5", 270, a unique type talent already, and then you figure – bigger, stronger, faster. I know that technique, you can't take that part of it for granted, but he's a really interesting player with, I think, a super high ceiling, assuming a lot of this stuff gets done. And that's another thing you can take for granted, by the way, is Sean Spencer getting the technique across that he's going to need to be a good player. I don't know about early. We'll see how that goes. But at some point in his career, you're going to get, I think, 2 to 3 years of really good production out of him, as long as Dwight Gault and Sean Spencer, two of the most reliable pieces of Penn State's program, do their jobs.
Yeah, no question about it. I think that, you know, one of the more fascinating things about trying to follow all these recruiting developments is, you know, you, the guys that are high 4 stars, 5 stars, that you know pretty much exactly what they're going to be, they're not maybe as fun to nitpick and figure out as the 3-star guys who could be just about anything. And Dark was one of those guys that could be just about anything. I mean, he could be, he could be a guy that comes in and maybe never fully hits his potential, and he just plays special teams and, you know, works his way into some smaller but larger for his sake role as he gets older. Or he could come in here and hit the ground running in May or June whenever he arrives and take things by storm. So obviously Penn State's hoping for the latter case. I'm sure he's hoping for the latter case. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of progress he can make between the time he arrives and the end of summer camp.
And, you know, he's not the only one, of course. Smith Vilbert coming in. Same deal, really, for him is raw, but a long and strong frame that is a definite starting point to something that could be really special. And then Devon Alley is the most polished product of this group. But you look at the three guys who came on board just in this final push, and there's a good mix of players here. Ellie's is not the biggest guy you'll ever see, but he's strong and fast, and he looks good technique-wise. He's beyond where the other two are. But Vilbert and Darkwa are, you know, they're the ceiling guys, and you get to work developing them. Ellie's might have a chance to see the field a little bit sooner, but suddenly now you got a nice mix where, you know, none of those guys were committed in December that we knew of, I would say.
Right. Yeah. I think Smith-Vilbert's one that it might be at times easy to forget about because he committed and, you know, it was at a time when a whole bunch of other things were going on. And then, you know, you come into January and you get some other guys committing and you hit the Senior Bowl and the Combine and all this stuff. So I think it can sometimes be easy to forget he's a part of this class, but he's another guy that Penn State really pursued for a long time, as did some other programs. And he seems to have a pretty limitless ceiling as well. So a really good get for Penn State. And then you talk about Devon Ellis, who is just a guy that looks like he should be able to be a hard charger up front at defensive tackle.
And you add it all up, and you got a nice nice piece of a nice 2019 class for Penn State. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State recruiting in the 2019 class and the defensive line positions and end tackle. A segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where you got to check out the deal they've got for you. $350 starting point for Blue-White Weekend for a group of four. It's easy to do the math and know that that's an unbelievable offer to have an awesome weekend up there at Blue-White. A weekend full of tailgating. To me, the best part of any football weekend, and I think that includes Penn State, that includes the Blue-White game, looking ahead to spring. And as we look ahead, they're going to sign, seal, and deliver their 2019 class on Wednesday. We're looking at the defensive line in that class. And before, you know, we mentioned the guys who have come along later. How about the other guys in the class? Add Hakeem Beamon to that group of three, Smith Vilbert, Devon Ellis, and Joseph Darkwa. Hakeem Beamon, a 4-star, somewhere between an end and a tackle. I'm going to be really curious. It's going to be fascinating to see how he develops, because he's at, I don't know, what is he, 6'4", 250 or so. And you've seen plenty of guys, and to me he looks like a tackle, but you've seen plenty of guys with that body type get to move inside to tackle. But it'll be interesting to see how they use that, how he develops, and what they feel like their need might be there, because I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, right now. I am not sure either, to be quite honest. It's interesting. Beeman's been listed some places a tackle, some places an end. I think he can probably be either, just like you just said, that he depends on what he grows into. So, you know, I at this point, I think that, you know, Penn State will get him into the weight room, let him, you know, work out for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, kind of like what they did with Nick Tarburton, where they brought him in and let him work out for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you know, they were like, hey, this whole linebacker thing, it's not really going to work. We need to move you to defensive line. And they did that. Obviously, Beeman's on the defensive line, just a matter of whether he's going to play inside or outside. So, you know, he's a guy that, you know, again, he wasn't necessarily the highly rated guy in this class. He wasn't necessarily the splashy one that jumps off the board at you, but he was obviously a very talented signee that Penn State was able to get as it started to build its defensive line class. And I think he's one of the candidates when you talk about, you know, surprise candidates and things like that. I think he's one of those guys that may surprise us down the road.
Another big name, probably the leader of this group, I would say, Adisa Isaac, 4-star defensive end from Brooklyn. Big time talent, not on the raw side like Smith Vilbert or Joseph Darkwa are, but you know, still a little bit of a upside to reach as far as technique and putting all that together. But he is a really impressive kid. He started to get noticed really a lot in the second half of the 19 cycle. He was a national recruit from Penn State's backyard. Unbelievable job again to get to the finish line with him and protect their backyard. That state of New York is not always producing in quantity, but they produce some quality kids, and Penn State got a good one in Adisa Isaac, who to me, you know, he enrolled in January. On film, the player from Penn State's roster he looks the most like is Yitor Gross Matos, because he's long and he's strong, and the quickness that he has, it doesn't like jump out at you, but it's right. More of like a gliding type quickness. That's how Gross Matos looked in high school, where he was just made a living in opponents' backfields. A lot of tackles for loss, a lot of sacks, a lot of production. Adisa Isaac is the same deal. You wouldn't know he's that fast until he's beaten two linemen and he's tackling the running back 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And I think, you know, if that comparison holds up, it might not be long until he's making an impact as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, his film is, I think, one of the more impressive ones in this class, just based off of the explosion and the speed and the size that he plays with. So, I mean, it feels like almost every cycle, I mean, obviously there were some big names last year, there were some big names this year, but it feels more like, you know, that every year we're talking about Sean Spencer bringing in some 3 stars or maybe some low 4 stars, and we're talking about how he could develop those guys. And he's done a tremendous job at it. There's no question. Penn State's been at the top of the charts when it comes to sacks and tackles for loss and things like that. So what do they need now? And the answer is pretty clear. They need that pass rush to show up against the best opponents on the roster. You know, 7 sacks against Rutgers in Maryland's fine, but when you have 1 or 2 against Ohio State, you might not fare so well. Or when JT Barrett has all day to throw in the fourth quarter, for example, you might not fare so well. So that's the next step for this group. Tremendous group of development guys and talent, but the next step would be that.
And we'll see. We've been talking about that for a long time. The next step towards becoming a national contender is to have those animals, that deep group of big-time players up front. And I think Penn State's starting to get it. We're moving on. We're going to look at 3 stars in Penn State's history with those, including Joseph Darkwa, in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.